With Bookbeat, I'm Don Swaim.
Until I did it, I knew it would be in there and waiting, pleading to get out.
The prolific writer Howard Fast, talking about his memoir, Being Read. Fast, the author of more than 70 books, was a member of the Communist Party in the 40s and 50s. Fast never hid his affiliation with the party, and for years wrote a weekly column for the Daily Worker. The FBI practically camped on his doorstep, and his FBI file ran to 1,100 pages.
It was a commentary on the stupidity and the ignorance of the Federal Bureau of Investigation in Washington.
Howard Fast says that if there is a legacy he can leave to his grandchildren, it is that FBI file.
Every speech I made in behalf of the poor, every time I walked a picket line, every time I spoke in civil rights causes, every time I spoke for the blacks, every decent act of my life is in the FBI files.
Fast was a communist at a time when most Americans were convinced that the Soviet Union was intent on war.
The Soviet Union wanted peace. They pleaded for peace. They backed every peace movement in the world. The thought of the Soviet Union conducting another war after World War II, inconceivable.
Fast finally broke publicly with the Communist Party in the late 50s. Howard Fast writes of his turbulent early years in Being Read, now a Laurel paperback. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. For years, Howard Fast has drawn on his colorful life to write some 70 books. In his recent memoir, Being Read, he writes of his long and very public association with the Communist Party. In 1950, Fast was sent to prison for refusing to give congressional witch hunters the names of contributors to a fund that financed a hospital for those who had fought the fascists in Spain.
I think every writer should have a term in prison. War and prison must be experienced. I don't think either of them can be taught.
After his release from prison, Howard Fast ran for Congress in the Bronx.
I got a disease which is called candidatitis. This disease takes hold of your mind, and it convinces you that your winning an election is important.
Soundly beaten, Fast went back to the typewriter, but no major publisher would publish a book by a Red.
No writer, as far as I've been able to explore history, has been the recipient of the amount of venom and hatred that was flung at me.
Howard Fast started his own publishing house to publish his novel, Spartacus, which sold by the thousands and is still being read. Fast called his publishing house the Blue Heron Press, a turn on the phrase red herring. Long ago renouncing communism, Howard Fast is still a maverick whose books have sold around the world by the million. His latest is Being Read, a Laurel paperback. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.